Welcome into week two of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we take a look at eight area high school football contests and try to make our predictions. Crew with you here once again, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks. And we'll get to those games that we're going to pick here for this week in just a little bit. We want to thank the folks at Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win here. Let's take a look here at last week's results for you before we take our first pause. And we had a okay opening week for a couple of us, I guess, here. We've got a couple 6-2 records. Not a bad way to start off the season. Doug and Matt both went 6-2. Jim went 5-3, and well, I'm not holding up my title defense real strong here. 4-4 I went here to start the season. We did have a few close games, though, and we started it off with a couple of blowouts in the eight-man ranks as Cam was a 60-8 victor over Griswold. We all had that one correct and got that one across the board. We also all had the Ottoman Wheelers at home against Exira EHK, and that was a good thing. That was our broadcast game last week. The Wheelers rolled 55-0 in that ball game. In our 11-man contest, we started off with a close one. ACGC came up 3 points shy against Earlham. It was Earlham winning 31-28. That was a winner for Doug and Matt. Jim and myself both had the Chargers short in that one. Riverside routed Red Oak 45-0, the final there. Bulldogs roll. We all had Riverside there in that one. HSTW came up 2 points shy against Shenandoah, 24-22, the final, and that was a limb pick winner for Matt. He took the Mustangs and got that one. Lewis Central hosted St. Albert, 28-3, the final there. The Titans win it, and we all had Lewis Central, so we got that one correct. And Doug, he's got a habit of doing this here the past couple of seasons, getting some Harlan home limb picks, and, well, it works out a lot of the time. They won it again against Grinnell in a top-five matchup, 40-28 the final as the Cyclones picked the victory up there. And Doug getting the only win on that one. And then it was Atlantic going on the road to Underwood. Underwood ends up winning at 39-0, the final. And that was a limb pick win for Jim. The rest of us had the Trojans came up short. So that's how the season started here for us in week number one. We'll get started with week number two after this.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Lank Caraway this week?
Well, Becky, this week, purchase 3 bags of party-sized Frito-Lay chips and receive a free dozen ears of fresh sweet corn. Fairway Premium Buns are buy one package, get one package free. Bud Family 24-packs are only $14.99 a case when you purchase 501 or more in fresh meat. Our meat department has 8-ounce boneless New York strip steaks for only $3.99 each. Also, all-natural loin-back pork ribs, just $2.99 a pound. Check out our 3-day ad this week for more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's get after it here, week number two of picks. And again, we're going to start off with a couple of eight-man contests and, well, a couple of teams that we featured for you last week as well. And we'll start in eight-man District 7 as the Bedford Bulldogs will travel up to face the Cam Cougars. Cam with their home opener here this week. I guess it's a coin toss. Doug or Matt get to go first here since they shared top duties last week. Doug, you're volunteering?
Yep.
All right. His hands up. He's volunteering. Doug, what do you like?
Cam.
Good call.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's Cam, all you got.
Cam looked pretty impressive last week. And, you know, Bedford's, I don't even know who they played or what happened to them, but they're 0-1 and Cam's 1-0. So I'm going with Cam.
There you go. That's solid logic there, Matt.
I'm going to go with Cam as well. One of my notes I have written down is this could be a fast game because nobody throws the ball. So, I look for both teams to grind it out amongst one another. But at the end of the day, I think your Cam Cougars are going to come out on top.
All right, that's two for the Cougars. I'm going to make it three. Bedford, I think they were expecting to start a little bit stronger than they did, but Fremont Mills rolled it up pretty good up on them. with 53-0 was the final in that one. Of course, the Knights have been strong for a long time. They've got a good team back as well. But Lane Speaker, kind of the guy that Cam's going to be leaning on this year, and he's stepping into a little bit different role. He was kind of the star tailback last year. He's going to do a little bit in the passing game this year now as well as doing some of the quarterback duties. He had two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. Of course, you got a guy like Cade Tickner you can hand the ball off to as well. I like the Cam Cougars here at home. Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to make this unanimous, too. Cam looked pretty much in midseason form to get the season started last week. And, yeah, Bedford really struggled to get their offense going in that game against Fremont Mills. They only had 105 total yards, all of them on the ground, so nothing through the air at all. So, yeah, it's a tough way to start with Fremont Mills, then turn around and have to play Cam the next week. So, I mean, what's next, the Green Bay Packers? it's kind of a tough way to start the season, but I like Cam in this one at home.
All right, Cougars across the board here in our first one of the week here. Let's take a look at another eight-man game, eight-man District 8. Audubon, fresh off their impressive win over Exira EHK, will bring in another school here in Arweva. The Rockets come to town. They came up short in their opener against Coon Rapids Bayard. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, yeah, Arweva was actually a very close loss last week for them. I thought out of between Arweva and Audubon, Arweva played the tougher of the ball game out there, but it looks like they have a very balanced attack offensively, and you know, defensively did a nice job there as well. But I think just Audubon is just very sound right now, very sound ball club. Seem to just kind of be picking right back up where they left off last year in their championship run to the championship game. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers at home.
All right, one there for the Wheelers, and yeah, I got the chance to call that game last week, see the Wheelers up close and personal, and kind of knew that they had some strong pieces back as far as the skill positions were concerned. You knew Gavin Smith was going to have a chance to have a great season. Both the Clucky boys were impressive as expected. Braden Wessel shows he's got some speed out there. Their concern, I think, was how are they going to change things up front? They lost a number of guys, three starters along that line that were players both ways, that were, you know, great players. Luke Mazinski, Tanner Peterson, lots of guys that were they didn't have much of a other rotation there from that team that went all the way to the title game. But they looked good last week. The guys that placed filled in place, Matthew Peterson up front. They had some other guys that got back there. They were wreaking havoc in the backfield all night long. So they look like a good, solid, all-around team once again, and I'll take the Wheelers again here at home. Jim.
All right, very good. Well, yeah, everything worked last week for the Wheelers. They looked, again, mid-season form. They looked good. Arweva's no slouch. Arweva had – how many high school football teams have a 16-point lead in a competitive game going into the fourth quarter and then lose? You know, it just doesn't happen a lot. But they were up 36-20 going into the fourth quarter, only to see Coon Rapids Bayard come back and score 22 in a row to win it. They moved the ball. They had the lead. They had a lot of things going for them, but they got to clean things up. They threw three interceptions, giving Coon Rapids Bayard short field. You know, you can't do that to quality ball clubs. They've got to clean things up. If they do that, this could be a more competitive game than Audubon would like. But I do like Audubon to win the ball game.
All right, three for the Wheelers, Doug.
Yeah, you know, if this is on the road, I would maybe hesitate to pick Audubon, but they seem to be pretty salty when they're on their home field. I'll make it a sweep for Audubon.
All right, Wheelers across the board there, and that's going to be it for our first two picks here of the week. We'll talk a little 11-man football when we come back after this on Who's Going to Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Lank Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week, purchase 3 bags of party-sized Frito-Lay chips and receive a free dozen ears of fresh sweet corn. Fairway premium buns are buy one package, get one package free. Bud Family 24 packs are only $14.99 a case when you purchase 501 or more in fresh meat. Our meat department has 8-ounce boneless New York strip steaks for only $3.99 each. Also, all-natural loin-back pork ribs, just $2.99 a pound. Check out our 3-day ad this week for more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
We're Fairway, go
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into some more picks here for you. We'll move into Class A here, a matchup of two teams from different districts in that class, as Logan Magnolia, off to a 1-0 start, will take on St. Albert, who came up short in their game against Lewis Central. And I guess I get first crack here at this one. It's going to be an interesting matchup, I think. Logan Magnolia looked strong in their opener, 39-0 over Missouri Valley. Gavin McGuire had a couple rushing touchdowns, went over 100 yards on the ground. St. Albert, of course, were up against a juggernaut in Lewis Central and were able to, you know, keep it competitive for a while. This is always a fun matchup when these two teams get together. I think being at home helps. I think the athletic ability that they have across the board, they've got all kinds of guys that they can throw out there in different positions. A little bit tough against a real good Lewis Central team to try to show that off in week one. I'm going to give the edge here to St. Albert. This could turn into a pretty good game. Jim.
All right. I would agree with almost everything you said, except for the last thing you said. I'm going to take Logan Magnolia. They played strong both sides, 311 rush yards. I just like a team that pounds away on the ground. They held Missouri Valley just 92 total yards last week. St. Albert gave up a lot of yards, about 400 yards to Lewis Central. I know Lewis Central's a good ball club and stuff, but, you know, gosh, that's, I don't know, when you start giving up that kind of yardage, it just kind of makes me a little bit worried. So I'm going to go with Logan Magnolia to win this one on the road.
All right, split it up so far. Doug?
Yeah, this will be an interesting matchup. I was actually impressed with St. Albert keeping that close. I mean, St. Albert's got historically, obviously, a good squad, and they have some talented athletes. But against LC, you know, up and down the board, there's going to be a lot of mismatches there. So I was impressed by their performance, even though they did lose. I'm going to take the Falcons at home.
All right. That's two for St. Albert. Matt?
Oh, I'm going to go with St. Albert as well. I think they've got enough weapons. Excuse me. In there, they obviously played the tougher ball game that we've kind of discussed about as well. Hung not too bad in there, only giving up 28 points to a very tough LC team. So I'm going to go with the Falcons.
All right. So we're going to leave Jim out on a limb there with Logan Magnolia as they go traveling up on the hill. Let's move to a Class A 1A matchup as HSTW goes on the road to take on Missouri Valley. Both teams starting off the year with a loss. Of course, HSTW a little bit closer in their ball game. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, HSTW is going to win, but you know, Missouri Valley needs to find some offense. They just couldn't get anything started last week at all, and you know, they're going to play a team this week that's probably pretty angry about what happened last week, too. They found themselves behind early. They threw three interceptions. You just can't do that kind of stuff. You can't keep giving the ball away. They did manage a frantic fourth-quarter rally, but not enough to get there, and lost a game that they probably feel like they should have won. So I think the Vikings are going to play angry this week and come up with a win.
All right, one for HSTW. Doug?
Let's make it two. I like them on the road as well. You know, I was a little surprised. Obviously, that's why I picked HSTW last week. But, you know, I think Shenandoah, personnel-wise, being a little bit bigger school, obviously, maybe had a few more athletes on the field. But HSTW is, you know, kind of in that second year of their rebuild after their talented team 2 years ago. So I think they're going to continue that momentum and get back on the winning track.
All right, a couple there for the Vikings. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikings as well on the road there. They get up on the turf there up at Missouri Valley, and they're going to be able to move the ball pretty well. You know, they didn't do a bad job of doing that against Shenandoah last week, and Missouri Valley really seemed to struggle offensively there. So I'm going to go with the Vikings also.
All right, another one for HSTW. I will make it a sweep as well. I like them to bounce back. They, you know, strong effort to come back in that game late against Shenandoah, but just didn't quite get enough done to pick up a win. And as Jim mentioned, Missouri Valley just almost no offense at all there in that game against Logan Magnolia. So that's troubling to see. I like the Vikings to pick up the win there. In another matchup here, this is going to be a 1AA matchup, as a team that knocked off Atlantic last week, Underwood, will go on the road to take on another good team in the area and Tri-Center. A couple of 1-0 ball clubs. Doug, you get first look here at this one.
I don't know what they call it. Is it recency bias or something? I mean, I don't know what that means, maybe, but I think I do, but maybe I don't. You know, we just saw Underwood beat Atlantic, so I think Underwood's really good. I'm going to take the Eagles. You know, Tri-Center Was probably equally impressive against IKM Manning. Definitely were able to throw the ball. Got a lot of yards through the air. Did try center. But, you know, Underwood, you could tell, was pretty disruptive in our passing game in shutting that down. So if they can get that pressure on try center, I like their chances.
All right. It's one for the Eagles. Matt?
Yeah, Underwood, you know, did do a good job. They do a good job of their defensive backs coming up and pressuring the wide receivers of the other teams. A lot of bump and run in there. They're not afraid to take those chances, and I think a lot of that's because they know the three or four guys that are up front of their defensive line are going to also take care of business. And I think that's where you're going to see your biggest mismatch here for Underwood and Tri-Center is right in that offensive line, defensive line. Big edge is going to go to Underwood in that aspect. So, you know, that's why they're able to come up, give that pressure, because those guys are going to get that pressure in there up front. But then offensively, you know, they do a good job of spacing everybody out, and, you know, they just click on everything that's going on there. So very fundamentally sound. But, yeah, Tri-Center had a good week against IKM Manning. I think I'm going to go with the Eagles this week.
All right, it's a couple there for Underwood. This is going to be, you know, maybe one of the toughest games that both teams play all year long. It's just a good matchup, I think. Tri-Center, I expect them to kind of maybe surprise a few teams along the way. I know they've gotten some praise from some other coaches around the area that have seen them here early on. And, they did get it going through the air. Jackson Johnson threw for 307 yards, 3 touchdowns last week in that win over IKM Manning. They've got a couple of good receivers as well that have some length and size. So that's, I'm sure, what they'll try to lean on a little bit here against this Underwood squad. But, yeah, Underwood impressive up front, and what they have in the skill spots as well. Alex Ravlin stepping in pretty well in that quarterback spot. And then Braden Woolen, a real speedster on the outside. So I'm going to take Underwood as well. Jim.
All right, I'm going to peel back a few layers on the onion here and behind the scenes of who's going to win. For those folks that have never participated in this program, I'm going to tell you a little something here, okay?
Wow.
Don't get your hopes up real high. But this is the kind of a game that you hate to see on the sheet early in the season because you're not really sure. They're just both one game in. They both looked pretty good last week. I would feel a lot more comfortable if this game were about 5 weeks from now, where things have kind of settled in and you had a better feel for what they had. That's as far as the onion's going to peel here today. But
was that a Vidalia?
That was deep. It may have been. everybody said it already. The Johnson kid for Tri-Center, did he quarterback last year? I don't remember his name.
No, he's stepping in this year.
I mean, you got two guys who stepped in for the first time and had awesome weeks at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Both a couple of young guys who put up solid numbers last week. So, yeah, so much for struggling with a new quarterback, you know, to get settled in. So I'm going with you guys, though, too. I like Underwood in this one, but it would not shock me if Tri-Center pulled something off at home.
All right. So Underwood across the board. That maybe would be one of the all-time build-ups and letdowns on who's going
to
win.
I told you not to get your hopes up real high. I warned you.
We'll peel back a few layers maybe later on in the season here for you. We're going to go to a Class 1A matchup here before we take a break. It's ACGC, who lost a close one in Week 1, going on the road to take on Central Decatur. See if the Chargers can bounce back into the win column. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, well, the ACGC, the Chargers, they're going to do it on the ground. We've kind of mentioned that before and gone with that. Little road game here down at Central Decatur. Central Decatur, from what I could tell, is a very balanced ball club, very quick, very shifty. You know, like to throw the ball in and run the ball. And so there's a part of me, I think, just Central Decatur. For whatever reason it is, I think Central Decatur, with their victory last week, just – number wise, this little impressed me just a little bit more, so I'm going to go with them.
All right, so one there for Central Decatur, and this is going to be, I think, a pretty good maybe early test here for ACGC as a team. You know, they had pretty high expectations, I think, coming into this season. They've kind of been slowly improving each year here these past three or four seasons, and that was a close, hard-fought ball game that they just couldn't quite get done last week. I noticed a couple of numbers that stood out. Of course, Charlie Crawford did well on the ground, and that's what they're going to do, keep running the ball, so you expect some big numbers there. But Gavin Cornelison on the defensive side, 11.5 tackles, 7 solo last week, a real force for them on that side of the ball. You know, Wayne, a traditional program that has struggled, so tough to take a lot away from that from Central Decatur there in week one. Did like their balance on offense, but I don't know. I think ACGC is going to be hungry to try to get in that win column, so I'm going to give the Chargers an edge here, picking one up on the road. Jim.
All right, very good. Back in black. You know, ACGC did a lot of nice things, but, you know, they fumbled the ball a couple of times. One of those was scooped up and run back for a touchdown. You got to hold on to the ball, especially when you're playing close games against good teams. And on the other side, you got Central Decatur, who created 4 turnovers, in addition to having a pretty solid offensive week. Just one question. Central Decatur last week, when they played Wayne, did Wayne bring his brothers, cousins?
No, it was 11-on-1. That's why that's not an impressive win.
Nobody?
I'm just Wayne wondering. Was on his own. He's slow. He can't throw the ball very well. He doesn't catch it when he throws it to himself. So it's not fair. Wayne is terrible.
Are you done?
No. You can finish, so.
Did they bring Stacy's mom?
Fountains of Wayne. Okay. Huh? Nobody got that. I can it's honestly, just looking at raw numbers, I can make a case for either team. But I just, on that nice carpet that they got over there at Central Decatur, that quick hitting ball movement offense that Derek Casey Guthrie Center likes to play, quick get to the holes and pop. I just think those kids are going to look awful quick getting to those holes. I'm going to go with ACGC in this one.
All right, 2 for the Chargers. Doug?
We're throwing Molly on a limb. I unhumorously explained my reasoning, too, because I don't think Wayne's that good of an opponent. You know, I think ACGC, only lost by 3 to Earlham. They may have had some issues with fumbles and things like that, but I just think they played a much better opponent. They kind of understand the test of playing against somebody that has good talent, and I think they're going to take Central Decatur to the woodshed.
All right. So we got 3 for ACGC. We leave Matt out there on a limb with Central Decatur. Got a couple more picks left here on the sheet, and we will get to those after we take a quick break.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Lank Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week, purchase 3 bags of party-sized Frito-Lay chips and receive a free dozen ears of fresh sweet corn. Fairway premium buns are buy one package, get one package free. Bud Family 24 packs are only $14.99 a case when you purchase 501 or more in fresh meat. Our meat department has 8-ounce boneless New York strip steaks for only $3.99 each. Also, all-natural loin-back pork ribs, just $2.99 a pound. Check out our 3-day ad this week for more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we start to wind down the program here this week. We've got a couple more games to try to prognosticate here, and we start off with a Class 1A, 3A matchup as Trainer will go on the road to take on Glenwood. And I guess I get first look here at this one. Well, both teams now with schools that have turf, so that's not different for either team anymore. Trainer had a Saturday game last week there against Clarinda that they played well in, it sounded like their defensive line really played well, wreaked some havoc in the backfield and shook things up a bit. Glenwood, a nice outing against Thomas Jefferson, and again, you know, maybe tough to take away a ton from that. TJ, I don't think going to have the toughest squad here this year, but Glenwood trying to replace some guys from last year. They're stepping into new roles. Brock Sell at quarterback looked like he had a pretty solid game there in week one. Actually, one of my cousins, Tate Mayberry, did a pretty good job and almost getting to 100 yards and a couple of touchdowns last week. I think Glenwood's gotten to the point where they built a program where there's kids that kind of come in and expect to get their chance to be the next guy in line to play well. I think their defensive and offensive fronts are pretty solid. This is going to be a good test. It'll be a tough team that they face off against here in Trainer. But I'm going to give the home team a little bit of an edge here. I'm going to say Glenwood ekes one out here. Should be a good game, but I'll take the Rams. Jim.
All right, very good. Yeah, Glenwood looked like they had a pretty high-powered offense last week. I think Brock Sell is currently out front in the Heisman balloting. He did everything offensively, rushing and throwing the ball. Trainer's got a pretty solid rush game, pretty salty defense, but I just think Glenwood's too much at home. I like the Rams.
All right, two for Glenwood. Doug?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes those smaller schools, you know, come in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I mean, 1A versus 3A, you wouldn't think that's going to be much of a game. I think Trainer is a talented squad, but I just think Glenwood has enough athletes on both sides of the ball that they'll be able to stay fresher probably than Trainer will. And yeah, like you said, Chris, maybe eke out a win, but Glenwood at home.
All right, three for the Rams. Matt?
Okay, yeah, Trainer, nice win last week over you know, what's to be expected, a decent Clarinda ball club this year. So that was a nice win for them. And then with Glenwood, yeah, you got Sell. You know, he was, you know, leader rushing the ball, throwing the ball for him in there. He's done a nice job in that opening game there. New quarterback, but I think the overall size of Glenwood up front is going to be something that, again, Trainer's going to have to overcome. I don't think they can. So, yeah, you just have that size, that depth that a school like Glenwood is going to be able to have. They're going to have a lot of guys maybe just playing one way in there. So I'm going to go with the Rams at home.
All right. We're going to take Glenwood across the board there in that one. We'll go to our final pick here of the week, and this will be our broadcast game this week as well, as we will head to Carroll Stadium and bring you this one. Kemper Catholic playing host to Atlantic. Trojans and Knights both searching for their first win here of the season in this 2A, 1A matchup now this year, as Kemper's moved into the 1A ranks. And Jim, get a first look here at this one. Who's going to win?
All right. Well, you know, both these teams had to play very strong opponents last week. A little disappointed in Atlantic's output last week, you know, barely 100 and a half yards last week. Just 20 rushing, that's, you know, that's got to improve. It just has to. We need to find enough holes to get these guys through. And Kemper Catholic played a close ball game. The numbers don't really show it, but the final score does against the number two ranked team in the state in South Central Calhoun. But it's just a matter of who's – we've played some awfully competitive games against Kemper Catholic up there in the last several years, and I just got a feeling that Atlantic is just looking at that ball game last week thinking, we you know, yeah, they're a good ball club, Underwood, but we should have showed up a little better than what we did. So I just think that's going to motivate them. I think they're going to come all the way home with the win.
All right. It's one there for the Trojans. Doug?
South Central Calhoun's number two
in their class.
Well, that's impressive. I didn't know that.
Somebody has to be.
I know. I mean, you got to pick somebody. But, you know, they definitely were able to control the ball on the ground against Kemper. I mean, they just amassed over 300 yards rushing. Still only scored two touchdowns. But, you know, I think we were talking off air. Matt said that, you know, they kind of stalled out on some drives or maybe had some turnovers and weren't able to punch it in the end zone. You know, I think Kemper, you know, they faced a good team, too. I think Underwood was a quality squad. I just think, like you mentioned, Jim, the what was it, 2 years ago they won up there. Were we at home last year against Kemper? Or?
No, it was actually up there.
Up there, yeah. Yeah. But they had a little bit of an upset last year. Mm-hmm. So maybe that history will carry over again. I'm going to take the Trojans on the road.
All right, it's two there for the Trojans. Matt?
I'm going to take the Trojans on the road as well. Yeah, definitely Kemper, like we just said. Atlantic last year kind of went up there and surprised them maybe just a little bit, so that's going to be on their minds. But I think the Trojans match up very well.
Got Trojan swagger.
Swagger, yes.
They got to get the swagger back.
Yes, they do, yep. Yeah, all right. Sure. And, you know, so I don't know if I lost my thought already there.
What do you don't know. Maybe neither team might make it to the dome.
They could, dome, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know. Everybody makes playoffs, so really not much of a
that's
shocker
true.
There.
Yeah,
so.
That's yeah. true.
But
there we go.
Yeah, you know. So I think Kemper, you know, they're going to spread it out a little bit. They do a lot of option stuff, two, three wide receiver sets. They try to do the read option and maybe some dink and dunks, but I think, you know, you know, like it's a lot said a lot of times, you know, we'll see how teams are when they make those improvements from week one to week two. And I think this is definitely going to be one of those things that's going to be on the plus side for the Trojans this week.
All right. So another one there for Atlantic. Who bounces back after, you know, kind of getting maybe beat up around a little bit last week? You guys, we were talking a little bit before how Kemper, you know, stayed close enough on the scoreboard against a South Central Calhoun team that's really good, but did give a lot of yards as well and didn't get much going themselves. You know, you look at the offensive numbers, you know, under 80 yards for their top rusher and just a little over 80 yards in the pass game there for the quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see who can get the offense going, and probably pretty tough for both teams to figure out how that's going to happen. You get a lot from last week looking at film, so I'm sure it'll be a little bit of a feeling out process early on. Like you said, Jim, there have been some good close games. That game last year came down to the wire. Kemper came back late, I think had an opportunity to maybe tie the game late with a two-point conversion try that got stuffed, and that's how Atlantic came out on top. It was a good ball game. And Atlantic played really well in that game. And I think, you know, maybe that gives them a little bit to something back in the mind, too. You know, it's a place where they've had success. You want to bounce back and try to get a win. So I'll give the Trojans a chance to prove that last week wasn't, you know, what it should have been for them, and to start to get things going a little bit here this year against two teams that probably match up pretty well against each other here this week. And again, that'll be our broadcast game here coming up here tonight, as Mike Smith will be joining us here for the broadcast. I'm taking the Trojans in that last one. So we want to thank you for staying with us here for Who's Going to Win here in week number two. And we'll let you know, of course, how it goes next week. Once again, I want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Going to Win. Stay tuned. Trojan football coming up. A pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Catch it here on the radio and on KJN TV as well. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Lank Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week, purchase 3 bags of party-sized Frito-Lay chips and receive a free dozen ears of fresh sweet corn. Fairway premium buns are buy one package, get one package free. Bud Family 24 packs are only $14.99 a case when you purchase 501 or more in fresh meat. Our meat department has 8-ounce boneless New York strip steaks for only $3.99 each. Also, all-natural loin-back pork ribs, just $2.99 a pound. Check out our 3-day ad this week for more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.